at City Hall? Were there characters you wrote about then?
Oh, yes. James L. Maxwell, Jim Maxwell, as we all know him, had been elected mayor in the spring of 1958. He was 31 years old. He was the son of a florist in Tulsa. In those days, the JCs, or the Junior Chamber of Commerce, were big political powers, and they had really run old Jim, and he got elected in 58. I got there in 1960 when he was running for re-election. He subsequently served 4 2-year terms, was beaten in a bid for the fifth year. But it was James L. Maxwell who was the mayor. My close friend who's still around, Darvin Brown, was the city attorney at that point. He had been city attorney under the Norville administration, the predecessor. He was one of the first people I met, and my friend to this day. I probably have lunch with him Friday. There was a guy named Clark Ford, who's now dead, was the mayor's administrative assistant. That old city commission, the Democrats had swept the Clark administration. The Republicans swept City Hall in 54. Sid Patterson was a street commissioner. And I could name the rest of them, but that's immaterial. The Republicans were in charge. They were desperate for money in those days, still desperate for money. But 70% of the city of Tulsa income came from water sales. So the Clark administration, looking for ways to beef up the income, passed a $1 a month sewer tax, which was promptly called the toilet tax by the Democrats. So when they ran in 56, the biggest issue was the toilet tax. You can imagine the cracks that went around town. And George Norville and the Democrats swept City Hall, largely on the strength of the toilet tax. So George served one term, 56-58. But the same city commission that was in with him was virtually reelected in 58 with Mayor Maxwell as the head. By the way, the Democrats not only failed to abolish the toilet tax, they doubled it in 56-58. Well, then Mayor Maxwell came in, and he had with him holdovers. The finance commissioner's name was Fay Young, who was a typewriter salesman. Pat McGuire, who was a big old genial Irishman, that was a very, very good storyteller and a heck of a nice guy, who ran a tire store, I think, out on East Admiral. The police commissioner, Jay Jones, had been indicted during the liquor scandal of 1957, and so he was since president. The police chief, Paul Livingston, was indicted and did a little time, too. It was over a so-called conspiracy with the bootleggers. Remember, we were dry. It would not be a crime today, by the way. But anyway, those two guys, and then the water commissioner was Guy Hall Jr., those characters. They were reelected several times with Maxwell. So, yes, one of my most memorable characters was a lady named Mrs. Miller. She was a secretary to the commission. She had been there since 1925 and knew everything about City Hall. I mean, she was just a fantastic person. A.B. Jewell, you know, we've got an A.B. Jewell water treatment plant out here. He was still there. He had been there since 26. Great man. Bill Wooten, who was the city engineer and had been there through many administrations, probably since 21 or 22. So they still had those three or four old-timers that really knew Tulsa from virtually the beginnings. You mentioned who those characters were. I hadn't even thought about them in a while, but I remember him very fondly. Bill was one of my favorite people. He was the kind of guy you could call, and he'd just tell you what you needed to know, didn't pull any punches, and leave it to you to write it the way you wanted it to, and never a complaint of any kind. That was largely the experience I had. Guy Hall was a street commissioner. My favorite story about old Guy is that we had a fellow in Tulsa named Warren Green. Warren ran for street commissioner a couple of times. He came up with an ingenious campaign thing. He took green spray paint and circled all the potholes and coined the term Chug Hole Hall. And he came with like 70 votes of beating Guy. The guy smoked a pipe, and you could mention Warren Green, and he'd damn near bite his pipe into. It was very funny. Guy was a very, very brilliant man, but would say things when he didn't have to. They were always trying to get Guy to keep quiet because, as my friend Adwan says, he would just blurt out the truth.